in prayer. Almighty God, we ask you to guide us in all our discussions, to show goodness, honesty, understanding and wisdom in all that we undertake for the benefit of the city of Joondalup and our residents. May we respect each other's views at all times, and we ask all of this in your name. Amen. Thank you. I declare this special meeting of council open at 6:34 p.m. and go to the first item on the agenda, which is public question time. There's no member in the gallery, so there is no public questions. Declare public question time closed. Public statement time, there is no member in the gallery. Therefore, I declare public statement client time closed. Apologies and leave of absence. Apologies has been received from Councillor Diaz, and leave of absence has been previously granted to Councillor Gobert. Present. Declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest, impartial or financial, councillors or staff?
Yes, thank you.
Councillor Norman?
In regard to JSC 030610, Surf Master matter, interests that may affect partiality because I'm chairman of the Joondalup Community Health Care Forum, which has had particular interest in this matter and has asked questions and made comments.
Thanks, Councillor Norman. Any further interest, councillors or staff? Identification for which matters, for which the meeting may sit behind closed doors. The item before us, the two items before us, councillors, are both confidential. So I'll read the resolution that I'll seek a mover and a second for. That Council 1, in accordance with Section 5.23, bracket 2, bracket D, of the Local Government Act 1995 and Clause 67 of the City Standing Orders Local Law 2005, resolved to close the meeting to members of the public to consider items JSC 03-06/10 and JSC 04-06/10, as these items contain legal advice obtained by the City of Joondalup and which relates to a matter to be discussed at the meeting. 2, permit the following employees and advisers to remain in the chamber whilst the meeting is sitting behind closed doors, as detailed in one above. Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Gary Hunt. Director of Governance and Strategy, Mr. Jamie Parry. Director of Corporate Services, Mr. Mike Tidy. Acting Director Infrastructure Services, Mr. Tim Halls. Principal Legal Officer, Mr. Sean McLaughlin. Governance Coordinator, Mr. Tim Hegney. Mr. Michael Ferguson from Minter Ellison Solicitors. 3, in accordance with Clause 54.5 of the City's Standing Orders, Local Law 2005, suspends Clause 57, limitation on members speaking to allow debate on items JSC-03-06/10 and JSC-04-06/10. Seeking a move and a seconder, please. Thank you. Move, Councillor McCain. Seconded, Deputy Mayor. Is there any debate on the motion? By a show of hands, those in favour, those against, I declare it carried unanimously. Close the doors, please.
Mr. Mayor?
Councillor Young.
Ask a quick question. You stated a document in front of us has got 54.
It's 50. Suspending clause 54. Apologies if I said 57. 54. And in accordance with clause 81 of the City Standing Orders Local Law 2005, I rule that Mr. Michael Ferguson and Minter Ellison be permitted to provide a presentation of comments to the meeting in relation to the first item at JSC 03-06/10. Please, Mr. Ferguson, if you'd like to, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mayor. What I thought I'd do is just debate. present, the city resolved to reject an offer from Turfmaster. The action be resolved on a walk-away basis. In accordance with that resolution, the media...